So I'll do a quick Dvar Torah on Parsha Shmos. Parsha Shmos is the beginning of a new book. And it's interesting that Shmos stresses the name. And the name is something which Chazal say was one of the merits that held us and took us out of Mitzrayim. What's in a name? Chazal tell us that the name is really the personality. The name not only defines who a person is, sometimes it could define a person's future. And so Chazal took the name very, very seriously. Chazal say, "Lechu chazum yifalot Hashem asho sam shamot ba'aretz, al tikri shamot ela sheimot," that Hashem does wondrous things through people's names. And in the book of Shemot,
why Shemot? What does that mean?
Shemot, Hashem placed names. Shemot, names.
And what?
Shamot means destruction.
Ah.
The book of Shemot shows us the importance of people's names, the importance of Hashem's name. When Hashem appears, Moshe asks him for his name. When Moshe comes to Paro, Paro says, "I don't know that name." There's a lot in a name. A name is a representation of who a person is. A name is a representation of what a person does as well. The Torah stresses to us the names of the Jewish people. And sometimes from the names we also learn historical facts. Chazal say, Miriam. When was Miriam born? When Miriam was born, that was when the servitude got exceptionally worse. She was named Miriam al Shem Meirirum, because that's when they made their lives bitter. So as we go through the Parsha of Shmos, we should take special note of the names of the people throughout Parsha Shmos.